To me, Movable Feast is family. And being a nurse, I started off as a nurse in 1996. I was in school in 1995, and I've worked with folks with HIV this whole time. And this was before there were actually good medicines to treat people with HIV. And, you know, we talk about food saving people, and we talk about medicine now saving people, but food then really was the medicine. That was it, you know. And so I got in with this crazy group of people on Osler 8 at Johns Hopkins Hospital, and we did some offbeat stuff to help keep our folks alive, and still doing that today. And I just want to tell you, in terms of what I've seen, in terms of the folks that I've cared for and the people I've worked with and my families, all of them, you know, because we all have them, and we may like them, we may not like them, we may not know who they are, you know, but Khalid to me is somebody that really embodies family, all of them. He's a guy who had been on Osler 8 numerous times, very sick guy, AIDS, had an opportunistic infection called MAI, also had chronic C. difficile. I'm getting all medical up on here, sorry. But, you know, you brought a medical person up in here and you're going to get some terms, you're going to talk about poop. when there's food, there is poop. And Cindy's here, so Cindy loves poop. So we can do this. Family. We talk about poop. Anyways, so Khalid had a lot of issues, and he was really embarrassed about the fact that he'd been losing so much weight over time, because his illnesses, he couldn't keep the weight on, even with eating, if he could eat. But he usually felt sick, and he couldn't even take the medicine to help make him feel better, because he felt so sick. So he kept losing weight, and he just never kept in touch with his family, because he was really embarrassed about how he looked and felt. And he hadn't always been the greatest dad, you know. He was ripping and running back in the day. But he'd really, you know, he'd gotten it together, and he really wanted to be with his family a little bit. So my kooky Osler 8 family, we decided that we were going to get Khalid's actual family together for Christmas. And we were all going to have a big Christmas together. And we had wonderful people donating money and toys, you know, folks that didn't even know Khalid, you know, friends of mine, family of ours. And we got in touch with Khalid's baby's mamas and asked them what their kids would want for Christmas. We collected the money, we bought the toys. Oops, sorry. And we bought the toys. And at the time, Khalid was living at one of the nursing homes up in the county because he wasn't able to take care of himself at all. And we brought the gifts, brought the toys, got the kids, went to the nursing home, and we were able to have Christmas. Khalid was able to have Christmas. We made it so that the gifts were from him. So he was able to provide gifts for his family, his children, on Christmas. And I know this isn't necessarily about food, but it's about family, and Movable Feast means family to me. And that was, he said, was the greatest Christmas of his life. And, okay. Anyway, Khalid passed not long after that, what, 5 months? And that was one of the worst days of my life. But it just reminds me about how powerful family is, and how powerful Movable Feast is, and how we are a family, helping to grow our family and feed our family. Food is medicine. Food is family. We are family.